Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With a boombox playing this song the entire way while running the 5K in Boston, that was our guy, Tom Hauser. Didn't run the marathon, but Dave Harrigan, to run a 5K with the boombox, with the Hauser Man song playing the entire time, that is impressive.
Yeah, and this is one of the big, you know, late 80s, early 90s boomboxes, too. This is some serious weight on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not a, you know, nothing new.
And little known fact, that is the equivalent of running a full marathon to do a 5K with a 1980s boombox on your shoulder.
Yeah, very impressive.
A whole special category for that race.
How many times have you run the marathon in Boston?
I've done it once virtually because it was canceled in 2020. Then I've run it twice, and I'll do it again next year when it's going to be on my birthday.
Nice. So that's 86, because somebody listed on Instagram it was your 85th birthday. So I assume that's true.
Yeah. Did you get that guy's name who outed me on that?
It was me.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's what people are telling me. Source, people are talking. That's what I hear.
But don't you use one of those phony Twitter names?
Yeah.
So I didn't really know it was you.
Yeah, exactly. It's many, many aliases. So congrats on the birthday. Congrats on the 5K. Let's jump in because we got a lot to get to. State of the states, okay? First of all, it's good to know Tim Walz is actually in the state because that doesn't happen all the time right now.
Does Dave have a rim shot available?
Yeah. Hi-oh! Hi-oh! What?
There we go.
What is the theme tonight? What are you expecting from the governor?
Well, you know, like most governors, I'm sure he's going to try to unify the legislators in Minnesota. As we know, that one Minnesota theme has not gone over real well.
No.
And it's not entirely the fault of Tim Walz. It's the product of the political environment we live in. Everything is totally polarized from your local city council anywhere in Minnesota, just about, through state government and clearly in the federal government. That's just the way it is. It's hard. We don't have one America. We do not have one Minnesota. But I think he'll take another stab at trying to bring people together tonight, and I think we all know how that will go.
Is he living up to that in working with Republicans, knowing how tight everything is in the Senate and House? It's one thing to say in a speech, but in meetings, in practically, in the budget as an example, is he offering a genuine handshake right now, or is it more of, here's our deal, where's your deal, let's see how we can figure it out, versus offering concrete ways to almost be that middleman to bring the sides together?
Well, I think, you know, his hand is going to be forced by the fact that Republicans now have a share of power in the Minnesota House, where it's tied 67-67, and Democrats can no longer run the table. Now you are forced to go to the table and reach a compromise. So the legislature and governor of the past 2 years have gone by the wayside. And it remains to be seen in the remaining, how many days have we got left? 26 days in the legislative session, something like that, how they're going to get along. I still think it's a long shot to finish by May 19th, that they generally need some kind of pressure to reach a deal. They're not there yet. They don't have final budget targets yet. And so, you know, we'll see how this goes. But the governor knows he has to work with Republicans, and they have to work with the governor.
Is Tim Walz's message multifaceted tonight, where part of it is for the state, part of it is for the legislators, and part of it is for Democrats all across the country who are paying attention to him and giving him some consideration for 2028?
Well, that's one of the things we're going to be watching. Does he focus his speech mostly on Minnesota, or is he going to focus it and blame what problems we might have on Donald Trump and the federal government? Even though some of those things might be legitimate, you know, in terms of the future of federal funding for all kinds of things in Minnesota, it'll be interesting to see whether his speech is something that you would expect from someone who's going to run for re-election as governor, or someone who has something bigger in mind. And that's one of the things we'll be watching for.
Biggest national political story involving a Minnesotan is Pete Hegseth, something we've discussed last couple days here, but have not discussed with you. Obviously, this is the Minnesota native who was a controversial selection, but someone who's always been very loyal to the president from Fox and on, and now not one Signal app controversies, but a second, other people leaving the Pentagon, questions about it, comments from individuals with the Pentagon saying it's chaos. I'm saying this, Tom, that I think the criticism is just. I personally thought there were hundreds and hundreds of better selections. But when Donald Trump selects you, he's going to stay with you. He is not going to allow what I think is very legitimate and fair criticism. So when people are saying it's a matter of days until Pete Hegseth is out, I think they're wrong, and I don't think Trump's moving off Hegseth at all. What do you think?
Well, and here's how circular this whole thing is. President Trump does not want to give in to, you know, the mainstream media,
yep,
the legacy media. That, by the way, would be you and me.
Yeah, right. Evil.
By letting the evil mainstream media, whatever that is, run his guy out of town. And then you've got Pete Hegseth blaming the same mainstream media for all of his issues.
Correct.
This wouldn't be a big deal if it wasn't for the mainstream media. He keeps making the case that no one should be concerned that he is sending what can only be determined. I mean, he claims
they're classified. Of course they're classified.
I don't know how the exact times of military flights taking off to attack terrorists is not classified. I mean, if that's not classified,
everything,
then just put it on a dashboard
like
you have with FAA information. Here's when military flights are taken off. It's absurd on its face. And then he blames the media.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I'm willing to opine on this, is how it comes back to us.
Correct.
It's the classic blame the media for everything. And the media is just pointing out what he has done. And it's up to the people to decide whether they think it's a big deal or not.
And plenty of people do. And, of course, at no point has he denied that he was sending this information, which included his wife and his brother. They absolutely, positively, unequivocally should not have been included. More with Tom in just moments here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Right back with our guy, Tom Hauser from Channel 5. He'll have great reporting tonight on the state of the state and other matters involving politics on Channel 5. How about this buffoonery? A group of eight Republicans in the Minnesota House have introduced legislation that would designate certain vaccines and medical treatments as weapons of mass destruction and make possessing or administering them a crime punishable for up to 20 years in prison. This is all related to COVID, because this is tied to mainly COVID treatments and some of the vaccines. We can go back and have spirited conversations, hopefully, what a crazy idea, driven by facts about what was right, what was wrong, what is a level of accountability when a pandemic is unfolding and you're trying to get as much right. And I know there's a lot of conspiracies. Let me say on those, I don't buy it for one second. I don't think Fauci and others were just doing this to make millions. Is he making a lot of money speaking? Yeah, he can. I thought most of the critics were capitalists. And certainly wasn't flawless, and others weren't flawless. But, Tom, to be taken serious and now including COVID-type treatments, if you're involved in possessing or administering them, 20 years in prison, how do you take this serious in any way?
Well, just looking, if you just look at the headline in the Minnesota Reformer, it says Minnesota Republicans introduce vaccine criminalization bill drafted by Florida hypnotist.
I was leaving that for you. Exactly. So, there we go. Florida hypnotist is guiding them.
Now, and the headline is a little misleading to say Minnesota Republicans. That makes it sound like all Republicans in the legislature.
Yeah, no, I that's fair.
In the state are on board with this. It's eight.
Yep.
Clearly, COVID conspiracy theorists, anti-vaccine lawmakers who are involved in this. But to call vaccines, and just keep in mind from my background, my dad was a doctor. I grew up believing in medical science and believing in immunizations and vaccines and all of that. Just it's the way I was brought up. And my dad was a very smart man and was not going to have me immunized and vaccinated for things if he thought it was going to kill me. But when you look at this, to call them weapons of mass destruction, when there is ample evidence, a preponderance of evidence, I could maybe even go even further, that these vaccines probably saved millions of lives.
They did.
Around the world. And now we're calling them weapons of mass destruction. Were there some side effects that probably impact some people?
No doubt.
Absolutely. That's true of any medical treatment, just about.
And those are sad stories, awful stories.
Absolutely. And people with long COVID, were there problems? Mm-hmm. Yes. Was the good that was done, does that outweigh the bad? I think that the evidence seems pretty clear on that front.
Just to add again one last thing from the Florida hypnotist. This person has claimed that these type of COVID type of injections have caused more Americans to die from them than World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined. Okay.
Yeah, enough said on that, I think.
Exactly.
Right? And by the way, just for anybody listening, this has less than zero chance of passing in the Minnesota legislature. It's just one of those things that gets thrown out there, and then you just shake your head, and then you move on and wait for the serious legislation to come through.
Well, and the reason why I brought that up, because then we have another national conspiracy from the senator right next door. I mean, this signal goes big time into Wisconsin. Ron Johnson, who has won multiple elections, where I thought we had moved past most 9/11 conspiracies. I guess we were more obsessed with COVID conspiracies and other things. But Ron Johnson is on some podcast where he's going with the Building 7 theory again that has been tossed out with zero proof, by the way, that they were actually brought down by controlled demolition and that there's still a lot being covered up by what the American government knows about 9/11. And he's being called out by Republican colleagues. Ron Johnson, again, you want to be taken serious. He's a proud conservative. As I said, he's won multiple elections in Wisconsin. He's on top committees, and he's tossing out conspiracies that have been proven over and over again that there's no basis of fact, and he's tossing this out. What is our obsession with conspiracies now?
As you know, we're still trying to sort out who killed JFK, so I'm not surprised that we're trying to sort out 9/11. But it only takes somebody to step back for 10 seconds and think, okay, the U.S. government got involved in intentionally bringing down Building 7 so that they could put further blame on Al-Qaeda or whatever. Anybody who watched any of that coverage on the day 9/11 happened, who really thinks that somewhere in the Pentagon or somewhere, the CIA, they said, okay, now's the time to activate our secret plan to go plant those bombs to bring this building down? It was mass chaos in New York City.
Yep.
under what circumstances would any of this have been possible unless you knew ahead of time that these terrorists were going to fly the planes into the buildings and you had the charges already set?
Yep.
Because if he's saying that, I don't even know how to respond to that. But of all of the things that we need to be concerned about in Washington, D.C., I don't know how this rises anywhere near the level of congressional hearings.
No, it does not. And I've seen the videos. I don't buy it. I've read endless amount of stories. It was a vicious, brutal attack by those outside of our country who want to kill us. That's it. Last thing, we had Chris Maddow on yesterday, a well-known defense attorney, and we had him on to react to Mary Moriarty in a decision I 100% disagreed with on the lack of criminal charges against the individual, the state employee, who damaged the Tesla vehicles. The idea that Mary Moriarty felt like the diversion program pay back the 20-plus thousand with the possibility of criminal charges if he doesn't follow through. And I don't agree. I think there should have been criminal charges to go along with it. Maddow, to the surprise, not to the surprise of you in any way, knowing Chris Maddow, agreed with me and was verbal about that. He also has been rumored as someone, because he's been outspoken in his work with Alpha News, outspoken with Ryan Londegren, and that when Republicans are looking for someone who might be a good communicator, might have a different look, isn't a traditional politician, as someone who might draw some consideration. I asked him about it, and he said, I wouldn't run for the Senate. I'd only run for governor. I get it that people get sick of individuals saying I'm giving serious consideration, but I am, and I'm going to make a decision soon. He would have to dramatically increase his name recognition, for sure. And I think he'd have to make a decision in the next, what, 2-3 months, even though it's in 26. But where could he fit in? And are we going to get with these two, with the open Senate seat and with the governor's race, where we both strongly believe Walz is running, but much more vulnerable than the previous two times, are we going to get more credible Republicans running this time where individuals actually have a chance to win the race?
Well, you know, it's hard to say if that person or those people need to emerge soon, because you've got a lot of groundwork to do, a lot of fundraising to do. If you want to win a U.S. Senate race that's going to be competitive, I mean, I think at a minimum it's going to cost $10 million if you're going to put on a credible campaign that is going to be closely competitive with Democrats. And, you know, governor's races are generally a little less expensive, but those people need to emerge soon. I think several in the legislature who might be considering it will have to wait till their work is done in June. The governor said he's going to wait until the session is done, and it may not be done in May, so it may have to wait until June. But these people, including the governor, need to start deciding, yes, I'm all in, or I'm out. And because time, even though, what is it, still 18 plus months away, that's not a long time mm-hmm. to wage a campaign if you are going to, as you mentioned, dramatically increase your name recognition. And most of the Republicans who might run are probably going to have to do that. They're all going to be kind of in that same boat because they're not household names.
Happy birthday, my friend. Congrats on the run, and I'll be checking out your coverage later tonight with the State of the State on Channel 5, and I always appreciate you coming on.
That sounds great. Thanks, Chad.
Tom Hauser, 31 past 2 on CCO. All right, we talked about it Monday when the story came out that Kristi Noem was robbed. By the way, no defending that. That's awful. It's disastrous, especially when you're the Homeland Security Director and you have important information on you. She also had $3,000 in cash. Now, what they're saying is she had $3,000 in cash because she was about to hand out some cash to her family, including her grandkids, for Easter. I might want to get adopted.
Sounds pretty good.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money you're giving out.
Yeah, it's walking around money, I'd call it.
What is your walking around money, Dave Harrigan? Typical day, my wallet's back in the other room. What do you have? Go look right now. I would say typical day for me, $20 to $40. That's what I have.
I have exactly $50 in my wallet in cash right now.
I think that's higher than most.
No, I think there's how I roll, Chan.
That's how you roll. I think we would divide it by ages, though, right? I think if you said, I mean, an age I can't imagine, 60 and old.
Oof. You'll never.
Who
never,
are those people? Man.
It's forever away from you.
Jeez, not even close to that. I think they still roll with more money and still think they need cash on them. I think 20 and 30 year olds, an age you can't envision. You're way past those ages. they might have nothing. They got the phone, they got Zelle, they got whatever. They got a card, they got multiple cards, they got the cash card. They've got nothing.
Yeah. Everything just beep, Apple Pay, Google Pay, whatever pay.
Do you see any problem with that? If you're younger, whatever age you are, and you have those options you mentioned. And obviously Venmo is a huge one too. Do you feel like people should have cash on them?
I think so.
But is 50 enough for you to feel comfortable? Because like, why do you think you should have 50? I think, here's what I would say, and then you answer me. I feel like, you know, because Quentin's uniqueness, I feel like there are times I need some cash for Q. Right? For me, most of the time it's just a card. Or something else. Now, let's say I'm on a trip. That's a different situation. Then I bring $1 million. No. You know, I'll have more for those circumstances. By the way, most of the time I'm not walking around with it. Like wherever I'm staying, I'm keeping it back there. And just in case I need it, I'll bring it. But I don't think people should feel like they need to have a lot of walking around cash.
No, you shouldn't. I like to use it if, say, I'm going to a spot where, okay, you can use your card, but it'll be an extra 4 or 5% surcharge. Yeah. I might use cash for that then to save on the surcharge. I really have $50 in my wallet because truthfully, about 2 weeks ago, I took $100 or something out of the bank because I was making a couple Facebook marketplace purchases.
Oh, okay.
And that was the only reason why I took cash out. I had to go to the ATM and realize, oh, this ATM card has expired by about a year and a half. I've probably got a new one back in the drunk drawer at home. I should probably go get that, huh? Otherwise, I would have had no idea still to this day that the ATM card I have through the bank was not even working.
Walking around money, so great. My dad said it. I say it too. $50 for me, 45 years old. Texter says $0 to $3. What else? How much money do you have for your walking around money? Okay, did you find it? I found it. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Was
it
Give me credit.
Yeah, of course it was you. The perfect day. And it was this weird formula of the perfect day.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love for more to call. And maybe you can even grab that person. I would love for more to call and lay it out. What is your perfect day? I can read the story about the whole formula and I saved it, and we were going to get to it, and I want to get to it now.
There was a lot of math in the formula.
There was a lot of math. We don't need to go there. Text me or call me. This is one where a call would be even better. 651-461-9226. What is your perfect day? You know what your perfect day does not include? Getting robbed of $3,000 and other important documents when you're the Homeland Security Director. Not good. Not good. Dave Harrigan, what strikes you as your perfect day? It doesn't involve sending the 6:30 a.m. email to me.
It does not?
No.
It does not. It involves waking up without an alarm. That's number one. Waking up when my body says I want to wake up.
Yep.
It involves time with friends, time with wife and kids,
mm-hmm.
hopefully well-behaved.
Yep.
That being the wife, not the kids. They can do whatever they want. She's just got to keep it in line.
Well, you're like Jim Peterson and Tika.
That's right. That's exactly right.
No Adam Sandler. I know that.
I'd love to see some buddies to hang out, whether it's on the golf course or just, you know, meeting, hanging out in the backyard somewhere and being outside.
Yeah.
Being outside on a nice day, good sunshine, little exercise would be nice. That sounds like an absolute perfect day for me.
Yeah, that's great. You know, in a really good spot with Michelle and I, so I want to wake up with her. I like breakfast. If I could have one meal a day, gosh, would it be breakfast or dinner? I just love breakfast. And I know a lot of times you want to eat healthier, you can skip breakfast. I'd rather skip lunch.
Yes.
Right? But then a lot of them are like, no, have your biggest meal lunch and lighter dinner. But I want to wake up, I want to have a good breakfast.
What are you having?
I love good omelet. I know you're an omelet hater and you're just a disgusting human being for it. I love bacon. I'm not Jim Nance. I don't walk around with a picture of crispy bacon and show the picture. Jim Nance seems like one of the nicest guys ever. I've met him a couple times, had him on the show a couple times. But he literally, and he's proud of it, he goes to a restaurant and he takes out a picture of crispy bacon and says, this is how crispy I want it.
It's such weird behavior.
If I was the waiter, I'd tear it up and say, we're good. We know how to make bacon. And I want a lot of fruit. And pecan roll. I mean, a nice caramel pecan roll. Where do you stand on that?
That's good. I'd rather go the standard cinnamon roll, but there's not a whole lot of differentiation.
I need to get outside and exercise a little bit.
Outside, not house walking?
No. Ideally, I would still rather get outside. Okay. Maybe the bike ride, the walk combo. And then I want to tee it up with a bunch of good friends. And I want to play well. I want to yuck it up. I want to hopefully win. Stick around for maybe a beverage, maybe not. I rarely, if ever, drink when I golf. It depends, you know, if it's later and what I'm doing. And then I have to work in the family for sure. And so probably a dinner with them. Some great restaurant in town, because, yes, I like the great restaurants we have, and a big group. Maybe my core group, and we all go somewhere fun and just have a great night. What do you think about that?
I think that sounds like a pretty good day. You didn't mention me at all, but that's fine. I'm not upset.
Well, I waited for you, you know, and I'm pretty much a vengeful person. And you didn't mention me, so I'm not going to mention you.
Well, I didn't think you deserved to be mentioned, whereas vice versa. I think I'm a very vital part of your life, and you'd like to hang out.
Well, you are on the days at work. When you're not, you're dead to me. I had to explain that story to multiple people yesterday, considering the news we learned, which I was debating whether we were going to talk about that. I shouldn't even allude to it. There's just someone who used to work here, we found out just disgusting things about. So if you want to try to Google that, you can. I might get to it, but it's just so awful I decided not to. What is your perfect day, and what's your walking around situation? How much money do you have? But ideally, call. Let's chime in or text and elaborate on what is your perfect day. 651-461-9226. The day involves waking up at my place. And at the house I'm at right now, walking downstairs and be reminded that Pella improved my kitchen area. I don't know what percentage it is. Is it 50%? Is it 75%? Anybody who didn't realize the changes that Pella made at my house and they came back, they're like, man, this is so much better. That's what Pella can do when you have them out for a free, no obligation visit. And they'll run through the array of styles. And by the way, they're not going to go to your house, by the way, PellaNorthland.com, and just say, get rid of every window, get rid of every window. They don't operate like that. They're a credible company. They've been around for 100 years. Again, costs you nothing to have them at your condo, your house. You can go to a showroom, Plymouth and Woodbury. And again, when I'm moving to another house where I made sure that house had Pella windows and doors installed. You got a week left this month and a week left to check out this deal. $750 off your Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. Do it right now. PellaNorthland.com. This is the most viewed YouTube video ever.
And it's not even close.
Really?
It's nearing...
Let's start over. This country is not working. Let's start over if this is it.
It is nearing 16 billion views. It's been on there for about 10, 11 years.
Oh.
And I think second place was somewhere in the 8.5-ish billion.
Do you remember what that was?
I'd have to look it up quick.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, minor correction. Jim Nance carries around a photo of burnt toast. That's what it is. Burnt toast, not burnt bacon. Among the texts, get up at home on the perfect day situation here. Work out. Good breakfast. Do a few chores around the house. Tee off about 1 o'clock. Dinner with the guys after. Cocktail, go home. Little loving with the wife, take a shower. Does that mean in the shower, little loving with the wife?
I think it sounds like shower after loving.
I think so.
Where do you come down on shower activity?
Shower sex?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be filthy.
I think occasionally, yeah. I think it's
in the category of things that seem better than it really is.
Doesn't live up to the hype.
That's it. Better in theory than in practice.
It's like beach sex. No, you got sand all over the place. Ocean.
Well, no. If you have a towel, beach sex is more tempting than no towel. There's just
gosh,
you got no shot.
No shot.
No, just of a pleasant experience.
I think this
idea started. Remember that Wicked Game video? Do you remember that song? Wicked Game is like, I think it was like a Chris something is this guy's name.
Christopher Cross?
I shouldn't ask you.
No, it sounds good.
You guys, like Pink Fat, Pony Club was Fat. Like absolute mystery.
I couldn't believe these guys.
Unbelievable.
Not me.
No, you are fine.
Yeah.
Chris Isaac, Wicked Game. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Google the music video.
Elena
Christopherson. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, trust me. I knew the name right away.
Yeah.
She's stunning. By the way, he finishes the hockey game with an old-fashioned. There you go.
Huh.
I went to your All place, right. Hi-Hi, last night.
What'd you think?
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
That is one. It's in my, I think it's in my top five.
Somebody asked me, like, favorite spots. And you're like, if you take out, like, the Spoon and Stable, which I think is, like, is probably our best restaurant.
For me, it's that one in Minneapolis, and there's one in St. Paul that I put right with it.
Meritage, yeah.
Yep, I do. Meritage is right with it.
I would say, like, if I had to pick a place where I would go and hang out, I'd probably be like Ola and Hi Hi.
Yeah.
Those spaces just feel so
I love
good.
It. Yeah. You know, and Ola was like my first favorite food truck down here, and I was saddened to see Veli Deli is closing.
Yeah,
everything.
Too bad.
You know, because
they had a good run, 14 years or so.
I agree, and I thought their food was good. What do you think? The Wild sent me this.
I don't think they sent you that exactly, but, I did a little bit of whining on social media that the Wild sent all this stuff to Vinita and the morning crew and nothing for us, and they came through.
It's amazing what a little complaining will get you.
You can see what Chad has been wearing for the last, several years, I think. I'll be wearing that in the live stream.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm taking this home.
No, you got to let me wear it for 2 minutes.
Okay. I mean, deny.
I mean,
children happiness. Okay.
If you've this thing.
He doesn't believe in laws, and now he believes in denying children happiness.
You are wearing a heavy hard chain. It says hard on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of shower sex,
I only need to wear that for about 30 seconds. So
that's what I've heard. On the of the shower sex, by the way, we'll finish with this text. Too much effort. Much better places to have
yes!
sex.
Agreed.
That
I
is...
mean, I will if my wife wants. Oh. I mean,
he's a patriot. He's a giver. He's next.